Nolte, Trump deranged American prospect praises Hitler's healthcare funding. By John Nolte on February 10, 2025. The far-left American prospect is so Trump deranged that it is praising Adolf Hitler in its headlines and on its so-called progressive pages. This is not satire. Headline: What Trump Could Learn from Hitler on NIH Funding. Subheadline: Even the Führer knew to support German science, and not just for war. Why is Trump trying to destroy America's great research universities? Good grief. My free speech lines are a tad broader than most. If there's anything I enjoy rebelling against, it is speech codes. I am an American after all. But one rule I respect is the don't say anything positive about Hitler rule. That's a good rule, and it's a rule for a good reason. Hitler's crimes were so monstrous, so evil, so unforgivable. You must leave him there, right there, in the monstrous, evil, unforgivable bin. Hitler is Hitler. You don't shave the edges off Hitler even if the Autobahn was a success. Same with Castro, Stalin, Pol Pot, and that John Travolta movie, Battlefield Earth. After extolling Hitler's virtues, it takes 13 paragraphs before American prospect gets to the downside. Hitler did seek to turn science to his own ends. To promote research on eugenics, new technologies for blitzkrieg war, sick medical experiments, and more efficient ways for the mass killing of Jews. Yet civilian German science, long a mark of German pride, also thrived. During the Nazi era, German scientists and engineers invented the first electron microscope, industrial-scale production of artificial fiber, pharmaceuticals such as advanced sulfa drugs, artificial rubber, and much more. Oh, yeah, that. But then comes this: Trump, in short, is even more nihilist than Hitler. If Hitler's architect had followed the Führer's orders in the last days of the war, all of Berlin would have been detonated and the German population left without shelter, infrastructure, and water. But, yeah, Trump's more nihilist. It's been fascinating and not a little glorious watching the legacy media lose its ever-loving mind like this. In this business, you discover pretty quickly that elite media types are nowhere near as intelligent or impressive as they appear from a distance. Most of them are pretty stupid, if you must know. But the kind of self-destructive lunacy required for the American prospect to gush over Hitler, must say I didn't see that coming. And what precipitated this meltdown? On Friday, the National Institutes of Health announced that it is capping the amount of overhead on all research grants to 15%. Overhead pays for everything from the cost of research labs to the expense of applying for grants to administrators' salaries to the cost of filing patent applications. The average overhead has been running at about 26%, and at some top research universities such as Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins, it is over 60%. The administration also plans to cut funding for the National Science Foundation by at least two-thirds. Where's the reporting that tells us why this money is necessary? Where is the reporting that ensures us these institutions are not top-heavy with administration jobs, wasteful, or doing make-work to justify all this money? You show me my money is being well taken care by these bloated institutions and that they are producing results, I'll hear you out. But simply pitching a whine about budget cuts and how great Hitler was only serves to make me laugh. Trump is kicking the left's ass and they have no idea what to do. So they are flailing, even with the embrace of Hitler. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.